Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
Hope you're going to enjoy this now, because I think it's really, really interesting. I've invited a friend into the studio. His name is Derek Kilpin. He's the CEO of a wine company called Great Domains. And I got a press release, I think, what, 3-4 days ago? And I just couldn't believe what I was reading. 85,000 bottles of wine from the cellars of the Orient Hotel, which is situated kind of between Pretoria and Joburg. It would take me about 1.5 hours to get there and 1.5 hours to get back. It's quite a drive, and it is an extraordinary place. So this is 85,000 bottles in the Orient cellars, and they are all going to be auctioned. They're all owned by one family, and they're going to be auctioned over a period of 5 to 6 years. And we were talking, and first of all, welcome to Derek Kilpin, because I think that what people are looking for a lot of the time are looking for investments. And suddenly there's 85,000 bottles, and people for sure are going to be buying some of these wines, not to drink, but as an investment. So am I right?
First of all, morning, Jenny. Great.
I'm so excited.
Great to be in the studio. You said it takes about 1.5 hours to get to Mosaic. If you knew what was in their cellar, you would probably take 30 minutes to get there. So that's some of the sort of interest and all the sort of froth that we're sort of managing at the moment, which is very exciting. Back to your question. Yeah, it's sort of very much a topical subject regarding the investment of wine. And Quirbus and his family for sure has built up a collection where a lot of what's in the cellar are wines that are being invested in all around the world. It's a relatively sensitive subject in a weird way for us, because a lot of the wines that are in the cellar were bought from us, certainly not all of them, but of a lot of the sort of, call it the blue chip wines. And the producers are fairly sensitive about how those are handled. I mean, if they sold in South Africa, ideally they want them to stay in the country and not sent overseas to a Christie's auction in London, because it obviously facilitates the grey market. But the whole thing is never perfect. And in saying that, I think the main thing about the cellar, there are wines that people will scramble over, that people are looking for all over the world. But I think the main thing is that it's a really deep collection of wine with lots of old vintages, where there'll be an opportunity for wine lovers to almost buy back time, if you like, where the tricky thing with building a wine collection is you have to start with the latest vintage and wait for it to mature. But now you've got an opportunity to buy wines that are 20 years old that
and
you
can
drink.
And that's why you say you're buying time.
Absolutely.
Because you're not maturing them. They've been matured under perfect conditions.
Yeah.
And whatever. As we're speaking, there are obviously people who understand wine and know what they want, and, you know, Burgundian wines and Bordeaux and whatever. And I know there's a lot of that there. But there are also people who are looking for investments in a very uncertain world. How would you advise them to get involved in this? Because, I mean, I could buy, well, I was going to say, you know, a second-rate bottle, but I don't think there are going to be any second-rate bottles in this. How would you go about it? You need advice, don't you?
No, for sure. So I think, as I say, with the sort of Great Domains hat on, we've, as I say, got to be very careful and very sensitive to almost facilitate the message of investment and things like that, because it's not actually something that we promote, for those obvious reasons of looking after our existing sort of direct relationships with these producers. But obviously we've got customers, and they're going to want to do what they want to do. And obviously I think there's probably an opportunity, certainly with some of the South African wines, the top end South African wines, which maybe the ones we aren't representing, or maybe even we are, but I think where you've got 10 or 15 years worth of bottles from the likes of Eben Sardi, probably the most sort of the one that gets everyone sort of tongues wagging relative to his wines and what he puts in a bottle. There's Malinu, there's Vin de Constance, 25 vintages, I mean, which is unheard of. So those type of things are exciting, because I think there has been, certainly it feels like, an uptick in the worth of some of the top-end South African wines, where there could be some opportunity if you in terms of the investment side. And then I suppose with the foreign side, it does depend on the price. I mean, people, we represent probably the most sought after and rare red wine on the planet, Domaine della Romani Conti, and everyone, oh, how do you get it? The point is, if you want that wine, you can buy it like anything, but it just comes at a price, number one, and where did it come from? So you can go into London and buy this wine, but are you willing to pay 350,000 rand a bottle?
For a
it's
bottle.
Not actually a good investment, right. And it's just a crazy amount for a bottle of wine. But if you can get it directly from the source or the importer, then it makes a big difference because there's often a very big pricing differential. So I think the price is a big thing relative to talking about the investment of some of these wines. So I'm not sure what's going to happen from a pricing point of view, but I do think the one very important thing with the whole sale of the cellar, which is driven by Quirbus, is sort of a very deep understanding and respect of the sort of wine market. So he doesn't want to flood the market with a whole lot of wines and sort of make things difficult for producers that are selling wine or other distributors and things like that. So I think he really wants the wines to go to, call it, the right people, wine lovers, people that appreciate wine, that want to, maybe there's a few people that want to invest in wine, which is fine, but I think it's also a really good opportunity to find bottles of wine that have, as I say, where time's been bought, where they're in their drinking windows from some of these great estates, which you can actually drink and enjoy at home.
85,000 bottles. I mean, they don't just have one huge cellar. They've got numerous cellars. So how on earth do you get round to selling 85,000 bottles? This is going to take about 5 years.
Yeah, well, so when we originally started it, and I think, the nice thing is there's no rush from Mosaic side, which I think is really important. I mean, if this was a sort of a flash sale, we need to get rid of it, and it needs to happen immediately, that's not going to be good for anyone. So I think the great thing is we've got time. It's actually good for the consumer as well, because it's going to be very strategic in terms of how it's offered. How are we going to sell it? How are we going to do it? It needs time, which is what you've mentioned, the 5 to 6 years, which I think it's a long time, but I think it's a good time in terms of being able to do it properly. And yeah, we will, what's that saying about eating the elephant or something, just do it slowly. We've got 5 years to do it, and it's going to be really exciting. And oh yeah, you mentioned, sorry, about the wines. They've got a handful of cellars, actually still quite a few of them on the property itself, and then some else located elsewhere, all perfectly stored at 12 degrees. And yeah, we'll be spending a lot of time in those cellars over the coming years.
Well, I mean, I think this, I mean, in terms of worldwide sales, you must have been taking calls from people from around the world.
Well, it's just before I got into the studio, it's not often that it happens, but we've been in communication with, you'd obviously be familiar with the wine publication Wine Spectator, which I don't know, it must be probably the biggest publication in America, I stand to be corrected, but certainly a big, big, big publication. And the editor called this morning to say, what's going on? We want to tell our readers in America, which is amazing.
Wow.
And I think also Mosaic's done so incredibly well over the years in terms of all the awards that they've won. A lot of them with Wine Spectator, so they're aware of Mosaic, and I think certainly aware of what they've built in the cellar. So why not? I mean, if you want to tell your readers what's going on. I wasn't able to give too much information to them.
It's all recent. I mean, I think
all recent, and I think they wanted to know if we'd be selling it internationally, which is probably only something to be considered at a later stage once we've serviced the South African wine-loving public, which is certainly what the priority is. So
I'd like a couple of bottles.
Log on to the auctions.
Log on to the auction. I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. So, and it's going to be quite diverse. And you've got some lovely ideas, like a party in Mosaic's grounds, and maybe, you know, you pay 300 rand, you can taste the wines. I mean, it just sounds to me, you know, we're so craving in South Africa just for a taste of, I don't know, fun and a bit of glamour and red lipstick. You know what I mean? You know? I mean, not the lipstick bit, but, you know, my lipstick's quite cool today.
I didn't want to agree with you, and then everyone thinks I'm wearing lipstick. But no, it's going to be very exciting, and hopefully with COVID getting under control over the coming months and years, hopefully, or less than that, we need to get some sign-off from Mosaic and the family. But yeah, there's lots of fun to be having.
So basically, we need to be kept up to speed with things. When something really exciting happens, everybody will know about it, and this is just going to be a monumental task, and you're going to look back on it in about 15, 20 years' time and say, I did it.
Yeah, well, I think anyone that is who's interested, I don't know if you mentioned it already, there's very simply just one email address, which is mosaic@greatdomains.co.za, and that will be the one and only portal where all the communication will be sent to everyone about what's happening when, whether it's an auction or something being done via the Mosaic site and things like that. So I think that's the most important thing for people to know, is how to sort of be kept up to speed with what's going on, and it's one simple mailing list and all the communication will be going through that email.
Okay, mosaic@greatdomains.com.
.co.za,
.co.za,
yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
No worries.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.